416-226-2233.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, the skies are getting a little bit brighter. We are gaining some additional daylight, and that's a really a good welcome sign to see the bright sky, not dark like it usually is. Daylight savings time is only 22 days away on March 11th, and the first day of spring is a month away, 31 days. On March 20th, so we're getting there, folks. And every day closer means the less of a possibility of that four-letter word, snow, which we haven't had a heck of a lot of. But that's okay. We've had rain, and that's served the exact same purpose. So that's a good thing. If we can help you with planning your garden or answering some questions or some problems that you've had in the past, now's the time to call 855-660-4261. That way we can work together to get you on the right track. And that's the secret, getting us on the right track. Been a lot of predictions about the coming year, and I've heard several, that the Northeast is going to have its turn of hot and dry. Last summer it was Texas, and in that part of the country. During the winter it's been Florida. They've been hot and very, very dry. And they're predicting that the Northeast, not just New England, but New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, are all going to have a hot and dry spring and summer. So, knowing this, one of your first purchases when you're picking up your seedlings is a bag of soil moist. And everything that you put into the ground, annual, perennial, herbs, window boxes, containers, if you're doing some landscaping with trees and shrubs, get some soil moist down to help retain the moisture, and it's going to help you a great deal. They're predicting days even from Maine to be in the hundreds, and we haven't had that in a long, long time. So you may want to start to maybe plug in your air conditioner to make sure it works. Get ready, folks. We never know. We absolutely never, ever know. Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. That's the number to call if we can work together to help you in your garden. Now, because of the mild winter, those of you living in the Northeast, there is a very common insect that plagues Canadian hemlock called the woolly adelgid. And it looks like little pieces of cotton, and it's on the underside of your branches, on the needles. near the tips of the branches on the growth that was made last year. So today's going to be fairly nice. Temperatures in the 40s. Take a walk. Spend a few minutes. Walk your property. And if you have hemlocks, check them. And if they have woolly adelgid, you can start to treat the woolly adelgid March 1st. You're only talking a couple of weeks, but you need to get the product in the ground early so that when the sap begins to flow up into the tree, the product is in the ground, the root system can pick it up, and it can get it into the right position to take care of this particular insect. Traditionally, the woolly adelgid, due to the weather, will get as far north in New England as Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And then from there, it moves west to the border, a southern border of New Hampshire, the southern border of Vermont, into western Massachusetts, and then into New York State and upper New Jersey. Well, the weather's been mild. And normally, that area, which is a buffer, stops this insect from moving further north. And because it has been mild, the insects that are on that buffer zone have not died due to the weather in the numbers that they should. So be aware of it. And if you have Canadian hemlock, check them out. Look them over really, really well. And if you do see these clusters of white cottony eggs on the branches, then you need to treat with a tree and shrub systemic insecticide that will last the entire year. So what will happen is the insect will hatch. It will begin to feed on the tree, pulling the green chlorophyll and all the sugars out of the tree. And then, and as it does this, it will mate and lay eggs. The eggs will hatch. They move up into the tree further, and the problem just gets worse and worse. A bird lands in the tree looking to make a nest, picks up some of the woolly adelgid, flies a little further away, deposits it on another tree. The wind will pick it up with the weather. Be aware of it, okay? And don't mess with this particular insect. Now, the other one is called the longhorn beetle. And this plant loves the ash tree. The town of Worcester, Massachusetts, 2 years ago, cut down 10,000 trees. And this critter is moving. So if you have ash on your property, look at the trunk of the tree for holes the size of a lead of a pencil. So just take 5 minutes, examine the trunk of the tree looking for holes. If you see some holes, then you've got to get a tree and shrub product into that, or that Asiatic longhorn beetle will continue to bore into the tree, and within a couple of years, a tree up to 3 foot in diameter could be dead. So use your days wisely at this time of the year. Weather is nice, get outside. If you have fruit trees, flowering trees, and your temperatures are 40 degrees or warmer, drag out the hose your bottle sprayers that you attach to the hose, and you want to use your sulfur or copper, liquid copper or liquid sulfur, and an all-season oil, and apply these two products to your trees. The copper or the sulfur will kill disease spores on the plant. The oil will kill insect eggs on your plant. And it will help to reduce the numbers and the potential problem. But your temperatures need to be 40 degrees or warmer for at least 2 or 3 hours. Okay? So spread the entire tree, the trunk, the cracks, the crevices. If you have roses, spray your rose bushes. If they're on a fence or an arbor, make sure that you hit the arbor and the fence well, because insects will lay eggs in the cracks and crevices of the fence or the arbor. So, we're planning ahead. We're preparing. We've had a mild winter, and the spring and summer could be one with problems. But let's prepare. Call us, 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've talked a little bit about some of the potential things that we should be doing, and while the weather is in your favor, you have to say to yourself, traditionally, March and April are wet months. And take a few minutes today, grab a pad of paper and a pencil, walk your property, and make some notes of things that you think should be done this spring. Look at your lawn. If you see moss, you can apply limestone or the Jonathan Green Magical right now. Take advantage of the rains of the month of March and what's left of February to get the products into the soil to help to neutralize the acidity of that soil, and it will make the grass greener. It will stimulate the root system of your grass to make it grow thicker and deeper. That way, if it does get hot, it will not turn brown as early. It will be able to choke out the weeds before they get a chance. The only reason that you have weeds in your lawn, especially crabgrass is a weed sent by Mother Nature to prevent erosion in your lawn. If your lawn is thick, you don't have crabgrass. If you have a lawn with spots of open soil, that's where the crabgrass develops first, because the sunlight hits the ground, it's open, there are crabgrass seeds over your entire lawn, and the crabgrass comes in, retains the soil to prevent erosion. So if you look at it that way, it's a good thing. It's bad because it will kill off the good grass. So you must say to yourself, the thicker my grass is, the less of a problem I'm going to have with weeds. So the way to start is using lime or a lime substitute like the Jonathan Green Magical at this point. When you get rain, if you have puddles that stay in your lawn or your soils are really heavy, you've got clay. Clay and wet soils will also encourage moss to develop in your soil. You need to get gypsum. Garden gypsum is available as a powder or the liquid. And the liquid garden gypsum is far superior to the bag. So don't mess around. Use the next couple of weeks to your advantage. Get ahead of everybody, and it will make the season, as it approaches, become a lot less hectic. Okay? Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your winter been in Minnesota?
Not too much snow, which I'm actually enjoying.
Well, spring is coming, Tom. You'll be out in the yard before you know it.
Well, I can't wait.
Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Karen from Massachusetts with a question about apple trees.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to prune my apple trees today. I'm going to take a lot off. I'm going to take about a third off. Should I put any kind of wilt proof or wilt stop on the good-sized branches that I'm going to be cutting? And should I cut them at a diagonal angle so the rain doesn't sit on the surface?
Okay. Very, very good question. As far as applying something after you've done the initial pruning, no. They've done a lot of research, and they found that apple trees are able to dry up very, very quickly if it's done during February and March. And that's when all of your commercial orchards do it. So it quickly, quickly dries up where you made the cut, sealing it to prevent any additional water loss. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a list of things to look for and do on your apple trees. It's very easy. So get your coffee, pad of paper, and I'll have a whole list for you.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Karen about fruit trees, and any of you that have fruit trees or even some flowering crabs should probably listen to this. Okay, this time of the year is the best time of the year to prune your trees, to control the size of the plant, and also to stimulate new growth. So if you've got an apple tree that's going to be too big, this is the time to bring it down to control the height. But if you've got an apple or a pear or a peach or plum or cherry, whatever, that's sparse, that's thin, that's growing in just one direction, now is the time to say to that plant, listen, we need to get you organized. We need to create a good shape. We need to make you stronger. So what you need to do is, first of all, walk around that tree. Take your time, look at the trunk, look at all the branches and the shape of the plant. The first thing you're going to remove are any suckers at the base of the trunk of the tree. Anything that's coming from the ground, remove it. Next thing, look for dead or broken branches and remove all of those. Walk around the tree again. Look for branches that crisscross, and if you look carefully where they crisscross, they're touching. And when it's windy, they rub. And what's going to happen, as the branches get bigger, they'll rub even more, and the bark, where they're touching, will come off, exposing the wood. Disease will get in there, moisture, and you'll have a problem. So you take care of that when they're young. So anything that crisscrosses, look at the two branches and see which one will do the most good for you. The one that will do the least amount of good, cut it off. That way there's no rubbing, no possible damage. Now, what I want you to do is this. When you do your pruning, take your time. I want you to look at the buds on the branches. Most of the buds are alternate, not opposite. So you'll have one bud on your right, then a space, and a bud on your left. If the bud on your right is pointing towards the inside of your plant and you prune just above it, that bud will make growth that will grow towards the middle of the plant to making the center fuller. If you prune above a bud that faces pointing out, it will make the new growth go out, making your tree wider. So knowing that, you can create a better shaped tree, and you can fill in the holes in that plant. So if the bud that you're cutting just above points towards the center of the plant, the new growth will grow in. Now, the secret to a good tree is air movement in that tree. The better the air can move through your tree, the less diseases you will have and the less insects you will have in that plant. If the air is stagnant, it doesn't move, fungus will spread with the humidity, with moisture on that plant. Insects will multiply more quickly. So you need to open up the inside of your plant, but if you've got some open spots, then encourage the new growth to go in to fill in that. Okay? So anything that's dead, anything that's broken, anything that's disease, and then prune to encourage this branching and to control the overall height. Now, most of your commercial orchards, 25 years ago, the trees were 35 feet tall. If you go and you want to pick apples and the trees are 35 feet, you can't get up to the top to get the good apples. So the orchards are now cutting down those trees to make them shorter so that you have better access. Less apples are wasted and the easier to get to. The tree is easier to spray to control for insects and disease problems. Now, here's the next thing I want you to do. You've cut off all the branches. You've cleaned it all up. Any of the tips about 2 feet long, bring them inside the house. Put them in a vase of water. Give them to neighbors. Give them to friends. And they'll put them in a vase of water, and in 2 weeks, they'll have apple blossoms on their dining room table. Everything else can be disposed of. Now, I want you to buy a red plastic apple with a stem on it. Cut a piece of string about a foot long. Tie one end of the string to the stem of the red apple. and then tie the red apple so it dangles about 3 inches from a branch on your tree. Get some regular Vaseline. Rub the apple with Vaseline. That red apple will be your indicator when the insects arrive on your tree. And this is a technique that when I was in college at the University of Massachusetts, my teacher used my class to develop this method, and because of it, he became a doctor. He won his doctorate, and it's being used across the world on every type of crop. Because what happens is, if you read a gardening book, it will say, if you live in Massachusetts, we'll say, the insects that will attack your fruit trees will be there on April 18th. So start spraying on that particular day. Some years they get there 2 weeks earlier. Some years they get there 2 weeks later. So you start spraying, the insects haven't arrived yet. You've wasted the time, the product, and the money to do it. By putting a plastic red apple with Vaseline and you walking into your fruit tree area, you will notice these tiny little flies that will stick to the apple, because when they arrive, they will lay their eggs first on old fruit that remains on the tree, on a rotted apple that's on your tree, and then on the branches. So when that fly lays the egg on your red apple, he gets stuck in the Vaseline, and it says to you, the bugs are here. Now you take out your copper and your oil, you spray your tree, and your application of insect and disease control is more effective. It really, really does work. So I want you to do that. Now, the other thing is, if you're going to do a major pruning, not a bad idea to feed the trees to encourage some new growth. Oh, if you get any branches that are growing straight up in the air, and there's a lot of them, remove 3/4 of them. They are what is called a water sprout. And they will just grow real, real fast, make a lot of leaves, but produce very little fruit. So, suckers, dead, disease, broken, crisscrossing, a gradual thinning and opening of the plant, control the height, feed your plant, and then wouldn't hurt to use an oil spray now. But put the red apple with the Vaseline, and that will tell you when they get here. And then you can be very, very effective on what you need to do. And then a general purpose, something like plant tone or tree tone. Take a crowbar, go underneath the canopy of your tree. Take the crowbar, you make a series of holes, put a half a handful in each hole, make the hole about a foot deep with your crowbar. Now, you measure the trunk of the tree, and that will tell you how many pounds you need to do that tree correctly. Okay? So, this is the week to do it. If the weather's nice where you are, start to work on your fruit trees, and you will be in a lot better shape when the season comes. And the way it's been this winter, it could arrive early, and it could come in fast. And if it comes in fast, you'll be running ragged trying to get everything done. So work on your fruit trees. Get the lime put down on your lawn, in your gardens, or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal. One bag of Jonathan Green Magic Cal is equivalent to 5 to 10 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. So what would you rather do? Buy 10 50-pound bags of powdered lime, push it on a spreader back and forth on your lawn, and wait up to 6 months to see things happen? Or would you rather buy 1 or 2 bags of Magic Cal that weigh 40 pounds, apply it to your lawn, and have results in 2 weeks? 2 weeks, where your soil will be less acidic. Now, I know some of you have wood stoves or pellet stoves or a fireplace, and you've been burning wood. Take that wood ash, spread it on your lawn where you have moss growing. It will do the same thing. It will help to neutralize the acidity. And if you're going to your local landfill, or when I grew up it was called the dump, if you're going to the dump and you know there's a place where people dump wood ash, bring some containers, scoop it up, bring it home, and spread it on your property.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, so give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roger from Mass with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Hey, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have about a dozen Rosa Sharon I want to transplant. I'd like to know what time of the year I could transplant those.
How big are they, Roger?
They're about 2.5 feet tall.
Okay. The best time to move it will be during, mid to late March. As soon as the weather begins to, stabilize, if the weather is nice, dig them then, or you may have to wait until early April, but you need to move them while the plant is dormant. Get as large of a root ball as possible, and your root ball for something that big should be about 18 inches in width and a good foot in depth. So dig a hole like a donut, in the shape of a donut, wrap it with some burlap, where the two ends of burlap meet, take some nails and weave it in to hold it together. Try and dig the plant after a good rain, or if it's dry, bring the hose, set the hose or the sprinkler near the plants, and let it run for a good hour, so that you saturate the soil, making it wet and muddy. That way it will hold together better for you. Move them to a new location. Put plenty of compost at the time of planting and a little bit of soil moist to help to stimulate the root system. Then plant them at the same level that they came out of. Okay? Make like a rim around the area. That way you can add water and it will collect in that bowl. And I would also purchase a product called Thrive. Thrive is liquid mycorrhiza. And liquid mycorrhiza is the new technology in gardening. And mycorrhiza is a microbe, a bacteria, that will stimulate the root system to make it grow faster than normal. And when you're transplanting, that's what you want. You want that plant to get established faster and quicker before the heat of summer arrives. The other thing I would do is take your pruners and just take the top inch off of every single tip of your plant. That will prevent it from getting taller, but it will stimulate the side buds to make your plants bush out to become thicker and fuller. So if you prune the tip, you're going to stimulate 3 to 5 side buds to begin to grow. What that means in the long run is that your plant will be a lot thicker. Yes. You're going to slow down the overall height of the plant temporarily, but you're going to have more blooms on that plant. So it really, really is important. Dig it early. Prepare the soil properly. Keep it wet. Use some soil moist to help retain the moisture. Get some plant thrive to stimulate the roots, and water on a regular basis. And during the year, take that thrive and hit it 6 times. You're going to see a tremendous difference in the quality of that plant. Okay? But don't be scared. Walk up to the plant. I'm doing this for your own good. And what I would do is dig all of your new holes first. Get them all ready so that as soon as you dig them out, you can put it in the new hole, take the burlap off, and now use that burlap for the next plant that you're going to dig. That way you're not buying a piece of burlap for every single plant. Just buy enough to do one, move it, take the burlap off, and now do the next one. Plant that one, take the burlap off, and you're ready to go. If we can help you, 855-660